Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. And the title of today's show ought to sound, I don't know, familiar to a lot of people, but to me, this is a rising problem. It is a problem that just keeps getting worse every single day, especially when you're somebody like me or to most people who would be listening to a show like this. The title of today's show is When Government Needs Censorship, and the word needs is capitalized. The title again, When Government Needs Censorship. Okay, this show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and it is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in momentarily. I'm going to go through the intro rather quickly today because I do have a guest, and this is somebody who is very important to the topic we're going to be discussing today. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these concepts. I know I say this every week. I know it doesn't exactly hit everybody right, but it's a fact. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Look, do me a favor. Let's keep all of these great platforms online. Donate to these platforms. And if you can make it a monthly, a monthly donation reoccurring, even if it's only $5 or $10, it helps them. Stephen, how are you today?
Doing pretty good today, Roger. Thanks for asking.
Well, good. And yes, I'm going to hurry through this because I do want to bring our guest in prior to the break. So let me jump into this again. Our mission is to keep you armed with the truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these truths. And that is the sponsor of this show, TLVTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. Look, when government needs censorship is not a mistake. It's not a messed up title. It says exactly what it's intended to say. When government needs censorship to accomplish what they wish. But let's get into that, okay? As I have found myself stating far too often lately, but it's justified, censorship may not seem like such a big issue to those who reside outside the realm of political or economic media circumstance. If you're somebody who gets up every morning, goes to the assembly line or the egg packing plant, does your 8 hours or your 10 hours, stops at your local pub on the way home, has a couple of drafts, goes home, your wife has dinner for you, you eat dinner, you watch a little TV, and you go to bed. If this is your life, if this is your intention, then censorship may even be a bother to you. Why are they talking about that again? So if you're not, okay, within that realm, then how much does this really mean to you? Okay, but it is very important, a very important And I will say that again, a very important issue to a nation that boasts liberty and freedom to the world. What sets America apart? Our liberty and our freedom, regardless of whether or not they actually allow us to have that, which, due to the Twitter files and the Facebook files and other people stepping up to spill the beans, we know for a fact we have been shadow banned and censored at a level that would have made Mao blush. I have also asked people to remember that we are talking about the First Amendment here. People, it's not the Fifth Amendment. You've all heard me say this. It's not the Tenth Amendment. It's the First Amendment. And to protect that right, our founders followed it with the Second Amendment. Yeah. To protect the first from a tyrannical government. Gee, I wonder why. Again, this is the First Amendment because it gives you the ability to complain in a legal fashion if tyranny is being pushed against you and any one of those other amendments. Anybody who believes that the First Amendment, yeah, that's the one about speech. It's not all that important. You're a moron. Because without the right to speak, how do you defend any of this? If you don't have the right to speak and you speak up, you're in jail. So when I say it is the First Amendment for a reason, it is. Because your rights from that point on depend on your ability to defend them, to speak up against tyranny. Yeah. To protect the first from a tyrannical government. That was what the Second Amendment was intended for, but it was a different world back then. You've got to remember, everybody carried a gun because a bear might attack you on the way downtown. Yeah, what we are seeing today would give our founders a freaking heart attack. Today in America, the First Amendment is a joke. And now the entire world knows this. And America is once again a laughingstock. How do I know this? I have been global for over 50 years, whether it was in the Navy in foreign ports, whether it was with Raytheon, 30 years traveling the globe to fix things that went bang and to find things that and fix them that found things that go bang. For over 50 years, a big portion of my life, including TLB Project, we have a website in Australia. We have a website in France. We have a website in Great Britain. Are you catching the point? I have been attached to the world for 50 years. I saw us in our glory. I saw when the world looked up to us, and I see us today after 3-point-something years with Joe Bob, and we're the freaking laughingstock of the world. And when we say we have a First Amendment right, they will literally laugh in our face, and they will be correct. They will be correct. And hindsight is 20/20, people, isn't it? We look in the rearview mirror and we see all that is happening to our First Amendment rights and all that has been happening. I've been writing about this censorship for almost 14 years. It's just now it's come to a freaking head. And is it going to get worse? I would expect so. Today, again, in America, the First Amendment is a joke, and now the entire world knows it. And when you tell them, I live in America, I can say what needs to be said, they'll start laughing at you. And who'll be right, you or them? Sorry to tell you, them. Here's a quick question. How do you even attempt to protect your other inalienable rights without the First Amendment? Again, how? Answer, you can't. Why is it that recent polls show Americans losing faith in their government at an unheard of rate? Yeah, and all this started about 3.5 years ago. Oh, gee, in association with who? Or should I say what? Bidenomics? Oh, I'm sorry, didn't mean to throw that vulgarity in there this early in the show. It is said, depending on who you look at, that anywhere near or anywhere from 65 to 75% of we the people no longer trust or have limited faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or protect us. Listen to what I just said. Recent polls are stating that anywhere from 65 to 75% of we the people no longer trust or have limited faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or protect us. You're talking a very sad state of affairs, people, because this information is probably about a month to 6 weeks old. I would say we may be approaching 50-50 at this point. And if that's the case, we're in trouble, people. These are people who no longer trust or have limited faith in the people that are supposed to govern us. The problem is that it gets easier by the day to see the absolute tyranny being stuffed in our faces in the place of honest leadership and integrity. When it gets so bad that we know and we have videos of the Twitter files and everything along that line, when we can actually see our government stepping up, not for your agenda, but for theirs, to stop your agenda and to enhance theirs. When we can see this actually happening, how many people are going to tell you what Roger's saying is a bunch of crap? Those are the morons in your life. The problem is it gets easier every day to see this. Today, I would like to delve a little deeper into the censorship issue once again as it pertains to the massive manipulation of corporate MSM and big tech social media as structured or instructed by our elected work for us leaders who actually work for the deep state. Yeah, sound a little confusing, people? It's supposed to. And I will ask once again, when the government you elect, when the administrators, deep state, who you pay the salaries for, when the military commanders whose allegiance is supposedly only to we the people all focus on abject tyranny via the mechanisms of censorship and propaganda to achieve their tyrannical goals and not yours. That's a fact, people. We know this to be a fact now. Again, I will ask, how far does that need to progress before it is defined as intentionally choreographed treason against we the people? When a government that is supposed to represent us spends a lot of time and money shutting us up or shutting us down, you tell me how they work for we the people at all anymore. Today, it is by no means a stretch to say that in order for the global elitist controlled deep state and uniparty politicians to maneuver we the people into the direction and path they intend us to traverse, government needs censorship. Oh my God, what's the title of today's show? When government needs censorship. Well, I think we just went over that, and I'm sure my guest is going to help me expound on that. And as I have stated on far too many occasions lately, but again, justified, the biggest question is obviously just what the hell can we do about this, people? Well, let's start with TLBtalk.com. And yeah. Steve, let's see if we can bring Tom in, because he is my special guest today. And Tom is the administrative director of the Liberty Beacon Project, which also includes TLB Talk. Okay. So, are we...
You want him to come in now?
Please, if you would. All right?
Okay. I hope I can figure this out, because it's totally different from what it... Every single week it changes, I think.
Oh, okay. If not, you could, just call him offline, and I could talk to this great audience, and believe me, I've got a lot more points I could cover at this point. All right.
Let's see if this works.
Okay. Hello, Tom.
Hello. You reached China. I don't know who you call, but it's not me.
Yeah, that's Tom. Okay. How are you, Tom?
All righty. I was had to turn the radio up because I had to turn down while you were elicitating.
Yeah, well, first off, let me tell everybody who you are, or at least a little bit of that. Tom is the director of administration for the entire TLB project. He is also somebody who was working hard to help us perfect TLB Talk. TLB Talk is part of the reason we're doing this show today. And you are looking at the two directors who basically run TLB Talk. Tom, you're there for a reason. I met you through John Stadtmiller, and I'm glad we did meet. And what I'd like you to open up with here is, why are you even interested in a radio network today? Why are you even interested in getting a word out? What's the level of importance you put on being able to tell people what's going on right under their nose and they can't see it?
Well, hello out there to all U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals, too. Hope everyone's doing well. But, yeah, Roger is, I don't know, he gives me that fancy title, but, you know, I just, you know, I've been trying to help the Patriot movement and people probably for 45 years, unlike, you know, just like Roger's been out there struggling to try to teach people, you know, what's being done to them. But everybody's so busy trying to keep a roof over their head, keep their families fed, you know, yes, that they don't really have a lot of time to learn the what's going on behind their back. And the government just wants to keep you in ignorance, is I guess the proper word, so yes, that you don't figure out their little card game that they're pulling on us.
No, that's a very good way to explain it. And again, what people need to plug into this entire equation, and I want your opinion on this too, we refer to what's called the deep state a lot. And people like you and I understand what the deep state is, but most people don't. Let me give you a real quick explanation, and then you can understand why it is one of the main tools that these tyrants use to manipulate you and I. The deep state is the administrative portion of the government. It's been there for a long time. You have people that are entrenched in there for their entire life. They run it. Okay, they may even have their buddies take over when they retire, or a family member. This is the deep state. It is power that has been accumulated a little bit every year over a couple hundred years. And in some of the older administrations, okay, what you saw was a tiny bit more power each year. Imagine that over 200 years. What you have now is an embedded deep state in a lot of cases where they believe they know more than you do. They believe they're there to do this, and you need to just shut up and let them do their job. And if you step up to say you're doing it wrong, that's not going to work for us, who the hell are you, then you need to be shut down. What have I got wrong here, Tom?
Not one bit. You know, ignorance, you know, a lot of people sometimes think ignorance is bliss, but I'll tell you what, once you find out the truth about what's going on, you'll go like, how the hell did I ever live my life like that? You know, and, you know, it's scary. You know, freedom, being free is being responsible for yourself, for your actions, not having a nanny state take care of your every whim and issue that you have in your life. You know, if you want to be free, you've got to take responsibility. And a lot of people, you know, if people drove around without insurance on their cars, do you think they drive more carefully? Probably most of them that are not as careful as they should be, because, hey, I got insurance. I don't have to worry about that. So it's kind of like, if I mess up, I lose my job. You know, Uncle Sam, he's going to send me a check. You know, so yeah, freedom isn't free.
No, it isn't. And again, you're making a good point. And the point here is, a lot of times when we see tyranny, exactly what you just stated is what happens. We see tyranny, and the next thing you know, the government steps up with another handout to say, hey, look, we know you're all feeling a little tight right now, so we're going to do this. And again, we talk about misdirection and redirection. We're constantly being accused of that, people like you and I, except that this was perfected and is used at its highest level by a government against its people. They will misdirect us or redirect us every time we focus down too much on what they don't wish us to have an influence on. Have I got that wrong, Tom?
No, you're dead on. You know, I just saw a I don't know. I didn't get in early enough to listen to the beginning of your show, but I don't know if anybody saw that they revealed that the Homeland Security had actually was running a disinformation program at Stanton University. I think it was Stanton. It was one of the brainwashing institutes, and we wonder why our kids, or even, you know, if they're not our kids or other people's kids, why they're so stupid. I don't know if that's the proper term, because they're more like ignorant or misled.
Can I jump in
and
there?
When the government's going behind your back and teaching your kids garbage, you know, garbage in, garbage out is a great term, I'm sure Roger's aware of.
No, look, not only are you right, but let's define what ignorance actually is, because that's going to help the rest of this discussion. We use the word ignorance a lot. And most of you out there, not all of you, but most of you out there, when we talk about ignorant people, we're talking about stupid people. They're not the same thing at all. Let me define the difference between them so you can understand what Tom and I are saying. If you are stupid, it doesn't matter whether I give you the appropriate information or not. You're still not going to be able to perform the task. You're stupid. If you are ignorant, but you are denied the information that would give you the ability to do the task, it may very well mean if I present you with that information to do the task, you can do the task. So the difference between ignorance and stupidity, and our government works very hard, as Tom said, to keep us ignorant, is you not having the information sometimes to the point where you don't even know there's a problem.
I'd like to add a couple things, Roger.
Of course. Please.
My junior year, I think it was probably government teacher. I raised my hand and I said, I'm going to ask a stupid question probably. And he said, there is no stupid questions. He said, there are only ignorant questions or whatever. But he said,
stupid answers.
Stupid
no
answers,
such thing
yeah.
as a stupid question, just stupid answers.
Yeah. And he said, ignorance was originally did not have a negative connotation to it, but
it doesn't.
Today it does.
Yeah, and that's you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what I was saying about what Tom was saying. We call people ignorant, and immediately everybody around thinks, oh, yeah, that's a stupid idiot, and they turn around and walk away. No, that person's not stupid. That person was denied the information to be able to do what they should be able to do. This is what we suffer today. Tom, look, agree with me or don't agree with me. Our biggest problem today is not that we don't have the information. It's either we have the wrong information, or what we are supposed to have is totally, totally lacking.
Yes, absolutely. There's one good way to define stupidity is stupid can't be fixed.
That's true.
It's unfortunate. You know, when you tell somebody they're ignorant, they take, you know, as you said a minute ago, they take it as a, you know, an insult, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's just you haven't been taught. You know, can't you take that lawnmower or engine apart and fix it? Because you're ignorant. If I gave you the schematics and you're mechanically inclined and you still can't fix it, then, you know, maybe we're going to push over to the stupid side. Yeah, right. You know,
there's also another word, too.
No, hold on 1 second. What was that?
Said there's also another word. It's called nescience. There's a difference between ignorance and nescience also. Nescience is knowing something and not doing anything about it.
Not doing anything about it, yep. And let me ask you a question. How many politicians today could we accuse of just that? This is what the Uniparty is. These are the people who are there because they know every single time there's an election, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars are going to come out of nowhere to get them reelected. They know that as long as they do certain things, as long as they forget to tell you certain things or tell you or explain certain things in a fashion that make them much more necessary than they actually are. This is the Uniparty. So, yeah, again, brilliant point. Thank you, Steve. But how often do we even hear people talking about the Uniparty a year ago, 2 years ago, but you hear a lot more about it today, don't you, Tom? And isn't that just a sign of a sick government?
Yeah, you know, a good example is, and this has become a a little more of an issue because of the wars that are going on, or the conflicts that people I've been, you know, people are asking about. Hey, you know, could I get end up getting drafted? Well, people that run down there and sign up, you know, don't understand and they're ignorant of the fact that a simple change of your political status will prevent you from ever being drafted or required to sign up for the draft, as well as a whole bunch of other removals of federal agencies out of your life, including our friends at the infamous robbery squad and, you know, some other.
IRS?
Yeah, like, the KGB. Like that,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
You know, by simply changing your status to a U.S. national instead of a United States citizen versus a United States of America citizen, it's, you know, it's enlightening to know that, you know, hey, where did this information come from? Why have they been hiding that for me all my life? And why have I always said, when somebody asks me, are you a U.S. citizen? Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. I'm a U.S. citizen. Okay, sign here. And you're off to, here's your gun and your camo hat, and you're off your way to war. So,
hey, Tom, that's the information I've been looking for the past 2 years. I'd like to become a state national.
I've been looking for that for 40 years. I've been involved in this enlightenment movement, I'll call it. I'll give it a nice name, since 1979, 1980. And it was.
Well, hello? Oh,
we lost him.
No,
we're
losing
you.
Kind of breaking up a little bit there. Oh, he's gone. He left. We lost him.
I'm sure he will.
There he is. You're back.
Yeah, you're fading. You're fading out on us. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody tried to call. Stupid people. For years that I've been looking for the answer, just like you stated, say, you know, that's the information I need. 40 some years I've been running around and talking to this people and going to this tape and watching this video and reading this book and all that, and never found. You know, I just said, no, this is not it. There's something else they're hiding from us. And bingo. So one day I was introduced to Roger Sales, and I said, there it is. That was, you know, when you know you got the answer, the light comes on and you go, wow, where have you been? And him and I ran in a lot of the same circles, knew a lot of the same people. I don't know how I never met him. Drove me nuts. Anyway.
But
if you need that information, I can provide it.
There's another man named David Strait, and he's been teaching people for 30 some odd years, 40 years, whatever it's been, and he can teach me for, well, like $1,500 or something like that.
Roger Sales will teach you for free.
Roger Sales is a very, very well researched individual.
Yeah, this guy can quote line and verse of court cases. I mean, a lot of cases I've read over the years, and this guy it's amazing. He's a walking PACER library.
All right, look,
anybody doesn't know what PACER is, that's where you go to look up a lawsuit. Sorry, I got distracted.
That's all right. We're going to be going to a break here in about a minute, and on the return side, on the flip side, I would like to focus this just a little bit more on, because that's what the first half of the show was about. What is the issue? What I'd like to focus a little bit more on the other side is, what is the answer to this issue? And there are answers. Is TLB Talk one of them? Yes, it is. Is it the only answer? No, it isn't. But the thing of it is, what we need to do is we need to step up, because everybody out there seems to think that what happens with us going forward depends on their issues, their plans, their motion. And it's not. We know exactly what their plans are. We know where they're dragging us. We see it. We talk about it every freaking week on how many different shows? What's missing, people, is what are we going to do? Because we are all listening, we are all talking. How many are doing? There are 350 million people in this country, well over 200 million of them of voting age. Get off your butt and do something. Otherwise, a little bit more censorship and you won't care about anything. We ready for a break, Steve?
Yes, we are. We're right back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so look, everybody listened to our commercial. I say that this show is sponsored by TLB Talk. It is. What are we talking about here? So what we've been discussing is the constant censorship. Whether you are on Facebook, and I am, and I, again, have close to 9,000 people on my wall, and it used to be I got hundreds of likes and hundreds of whatever and comments and so on and so forth. I'm lucky if over the course of a day I get two or three of any of those anymore. And if you take a look and we count down all of the other platforms, the Liberty Beacon Project was totally kicked off of Twitter just prior to Musk. YouTube deletes on the average of 3 to 5 of our videos every single week. I just got another notice today. So most of these videos are 3 to 4 years old. The whole point here is anything that goes against their narrative today is subject to censorship. This is exactly what a totalitarian or an authoritarian regime uses for total control. We will make it so that the elections are rigged and what you can say is also rigged so that going forward, our stranglehold on power will be unfettered. Okay, Tom, jump in here because that's a big start. Where have I got that wrong?
Well, you know, I tend to wonder if they think they're actually going to win this battle with us, because more and more people every day are waking up. More and more people are understanding just how much they've been defrauded. You see what there's going on in Illinois, in Chicago. The appellate level courts have backed up the removal or the illegal possession of semi-automatic weapons. They can't do anything until they get rid of our guns, and they've had such a bad time doing that that they've now started removing the ammunition from our ability to buy and possess. So I know they're running scared. So they no longer having as much effort or much success keeping us ignorant. TikTok is one of the places that you can go to become knowledgeable.
I absolutely agree with that. It is a place where you can go and talk. Let's go back just for 1 second, maybe a little bit more than 1 second, to what Tom just said about the firearms. If you stop to consider, one of the biggest issues that any authoritarian or totalitarian regime has to consider prior to sweeping through the entire country and taking it over is, what is the pushback going to be? When it happened in China, there weren't a lot of guns in private hands in China. When it happened in North Korea, again. When it happened in Cuba, again. In the United States, listen to me, people. There are estimated to be between 350 and 500 million guns in private hands in the United States, which is more than Russia and China, all of their guns, not their tanks and everything else, all of their guns combined. That's how many firearms are in private hands in the United States. Is the tyranny in our government concerned with this? Tom, you hit the nail right on the head. Thank you.
Yeah, you better believe they're concerned. I mean, that was one of the reasons Japan didn't attack us directly, was they said there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Every blade of grass, yep. And that's when Hirohito asked Yamamoto why he wouldn't, right in front of the court. He says, why won't you attack the western coast of America? And Hirohito looked at Yamamoto as he was saying that. Yamamoto figured there was no way he was going to win, but he had to tell the truth. He said, because there will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. And Hirohito looked at Yamamoto, shook his head, and it dropped right there. Thank you. Yep. Another great point, Tom.
Yes. Well, there's you know, a short radio show like this is a very limited opportunity to try to get people to at least, you know, think about what we're saying, open their minds a little bit, open their eyes a little bit, and, you know, dig a little deeper. You know, that this is, again, freedom isn't free. You have to give it some effort. And TLB Talk is there to support you. We have so much material there. Other people that are like-minded, that you have a question, you don't understand something, we were there to help you out. I have a group up there. It's called U.S. Citizen versus U.S. National, and there's 6 hours of radio show there that I did with Roger Sales on the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. If anybody out there doesn't know who they are, I'm not sure. They know because I do a show there.
No, I do a show there. Well, you know.
Yeah, we might have some new people, though, that have never listened to this show. So I can make sure that, you know, if you're new, welcome. And if you're new, please come back and check out tlbtalk.com. We have all kinds of information and stuff. You know, make sure you have a big roll of duct tape, because when you start reading some of this stuff, your head might explode. That's a Glenn Beck thing I love.
Well, look, most people need to understand that there's a difference in platforms, okay? Most platforms out there have corporate money. And when you have corporate money, you have to genuflect to the corporations. You have no choice, okay? TLB Talk, for a very good reason, has absolutely no corporate money whatsoever. The only thing we take in to support the platform is donations from either businesses who have – something is binging. Something is binging.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in my vehicle. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's okay. I just didn't know what it was. I was wondering if my headset –
Well, this was so important. This was such an important call I had to make with you on this show that I just – even though I'm running around, I had to stop and – do this, because we really need people to get their eyes open, and I don't know a better way to pry them open than with tlbtalk.com and this radio station here.
I don't either. And the thing of it is, again, let's go back to TLB Talk. All right, TLB Talk is there for this reason, if no other. Listen to what I'm about to say. I'm going to define something for you that may be useful. Look, if you don't want to go to another social media platform and make a whole bunch of new friends and start a whole new social beginning, but you know where you're at, you can't say anything in your group because they have already shut down two of your groups. This is what I'm asking you to do. Go over to TLV Talk, start the group, invite your friends that were on the membership list. If you guys don't do anything other than, or you ladies, I apologize, don't do anything other than going over to TLV Talk, getting a membership, setting your group up, and continuing to do the research that you were doing as a group before. What are we talking about? The difference between stupidity and ignorance. Stupidity is saying, okay, I can't do anything here, so I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. Ignorance is, I don't know any place to go, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm alleviating your ignorance, and so is Tom. You want to start that group up again? You want to start that blog up again? You want to start that page up again? As long as you're not doing something illegal, go to TLV Talk and let your friends and whoever was a part of that platform on whatever other platform that shut you down – invite them over. What we are looking for is exactly what Tom is telling you. We're looking to dispel the ignorance. As a matter of fact, one of the blogs I do on a regular basis is called EPI, and that's Eradicating Programmed Ignorance. And this is exactly what we are discussing here, isn't it, Tom? Programmed ignorance.
Yep, absolutely. And don't be confused about the word, you know, say what you want, because saying what you want in Facebook
as long as
and
it's
Twitter,
legal.
Well, yeah. Twitter, yeah, right, yeah, as long as it's legal. But speaking your mind is not illegal on TLB Talk. Anywhere else, you know, you're going to have problems. So why bother? Why even bother going there? You know, bail out of that place. You know, you're in a plane that's on fire, the wings are coming off, and you're headed for the ground, and you got a parachute there. Well, TLB Talk's the parachute.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to use that again. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, that's a very good point. Also, what people need to understand is what is considered illegal. Again, if you go to a platform like TLB Talk and you say something and the next thing you know, you're sitting on the curb and you can't get back in the front door, why? Okay. Again, if you do something illegal, regardless of what you say to defend yourself, it is the platform you have put at risk, because all anybody needs right now, okay, to put out of business something like TLB Talk, which you know they're not happy with us and that platform, all they would need is proof that something illegal was happening. So again, we look very closely. As a matter of fact, Tom runs the group that keeps an eyeball on legal things. It's that simple. And if you're not saying or doing anything illegal and we kick you off, then we're hypocrites. Now, what I will tell you is this. If you go on TLB Talk and you ain't doing anything illegal, but you are a total ass, okay, a double S. And you are pissing people off left and right, and you are intentionally trying to piss people off, and you are, do we kick you to the curb? No. What do we do? We tell each and every person that complains to us about you, we have a block button. And when that individual wakes up a couple days down the road and there is nobody listening to them at all anymore, maybe they'll smarten up and go somewhere else, because from that point on, they're only talking to themselves. So again, we have to put together a platform that not only allows you to feel comfortable in what you have to say, but allows you to put together, again, that group or that blog you had somewhere else, but because you were too close to the truth, you had to be shut up. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. We do not want to throttle, I guess a good word, throttle anybody's speech. You have the right to think the way you think and say what you want within normal, civilized limits. You know, you just don't come in and start, you know, blasting people and, you know, using. We try to refrain from profanity, but it's part of the English language. As long as you're not using it derogatorily towards another person, or if you're just, you know, you're in there just to harass people or cause disruption, you're more than welcome. But I guarantee you that I'm watching, and you get out of line,
yes,
you're gonna hear the wrath of Spy Tom on knocking on your door.
And you will be isolated, because everybody around you will click their block button and you will have nobody to talk to but yourself and Tom. And I got to tell you something, I would pay money not to be in that situation. All right, look.
Yep. So if your intent is to come over and learn, hey, come on over, say hello, and, you know, look around, because we got, you know, you could be days, weeks, months looking and still not see the same thing twice.
Not only that, but it's a great platform. And what most people don't understand, when we say we don't take corporate money, we never have. This was not built with $10 million. This was not built with even $1 million. This was not built with even $100,000. This was built over several years with the pocket money from individuals who are normal individuals who actually work for a living. So what we did was we put together a platform over several years that most would put millions of dollars in and have it done in a month. What I will tell you right now, and I'm pretty sure Tom's going to back me up on this, is that I would compare it to just about anything out there. And if you take a look at what they spent and what we spent, you will realize we're giving you a hell of a lot more for the dollar. Have I got that wrong, Tom?
Nope. I think they spend a lot of their money trying to build in things that they can limit your capacity to speak. You know, even some of the other forums. You know, like I went up on Trump's site and tried to post something, and nope, can't do that. And I was shocked because I thought for sure that was going to be on, at least on par with us. But it looks like they missed that last hole with the golf course.
All right. Look, again, I'm not here to judge any platform because most platforms out there, this is all about ignorance. They promise you the world, but you don't get the world. You get what you think is the world because that's what you're programmed to believe. Okay, but at the same time, you just shocked me when you said I went on to Trump's site and I tried to publish something and it said you can't do that. To me, that makes the point you and I have been trying to make very, very strongly. Because anybody who doesn't understand how embedded the political winds are with Trump today, you're insane. What's going on with Trump right now and the Republican Party? What's going on with Trump right now and Biden? We're talking about some major disruptors in this country, and we're not going to get off onto that. That's not what this show is about. But I never expected to hear what you just said, Tom, because to me, this is the time that that site should be standing up taller than any other site on the planet, because they have an ex-president and a presidential candidate who may have as many as 400 indictments against him before the election. And we know for a fact that the Bushes, that the Obamas, that the, and I could go on, could be in court and, I don't know, in prison for a very long time if the same standards were used. But they're not, are they, Tom? Hello?
Yeah, I'm driving a little bit, so I don't want to have too much noise on the show. But, you know, they were thinking about putting Fetterman out there so we could have the Biden-Fetterman ticket. It's a no-brainer.
Wait a minute. That's a joke. I know it is.
Yeah. Because
when you say it's a no-brainer, we're talking about Fetterman and Biden, and there's no brains there. So when you say that's a no-brainer, okay. Look, Tom, I know you're on the road, and what I'd like you to do is say goodbye to everybody, put in your final words, and I want to thank you for coming on board and helping me with the show today. Again, you are one of the key players in TLB Talk, and I wanted everybody to hear what you had to say.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say I'll see you all later on TLB Talk, and hopefully I'll get another chance to come back onto this show, and we can talk some more. So get down to those computers, get on the TLBTalk.com. When you pop in, just send Tom, Spy Tom, which is my handle on there. Send me a message. Say hi. Tell me where you heard about it. If you heard it on here, I'd like to know. Okay, so have a good night, and check us out.
Okay, and thank you, Tom. You are appreciated. And he finished that up just as he was fading to the point of we couldn't even hear him anymore. So that was well planned, and thank you. All right, look, Tom has been doing these type of things for many years, as he has said. Tom was a natural when I was looking for someone to take over the administrative position on the TLB project. Tom has been around. Tom has seen things. Tom has done his research. So when we talk about censorship and we talk about the need for TLB talk, let me explain something to everybody out there. We already had 5 websites. We didn't need TLB talk. We didn't. With the Australian site, with the European site, with the British site, with the 2 American sites, and with TLB talk, no, we didn't need it. Why do we have it? Because as we looked around over the last 2 years and we started building that 2.5 years ago, again, we built it on a pocket budget, not millions of dollars over time. But as we looked and saw more and more often that nobody was commenting on things that a month ago they were commenting on like crazy, that nobody was coming to our walls, that nobody was answering our questions in our groups, that our blogs were almost unvisited, and none of this had been the case. It built up to the point where it is right now. We're getting, if we're lucky, less than 10%, I would say maybe even less than 5% of the recognition on Facebook we were getting. On Twitter, just before they kicked us to the curb, same thing. Why does TLB Talk exist? I have told everybody who follows anything in the Liberty Beacon Project, I started this project 14 years ago. The Liberty Beacon has been up for 12 years. TLB Talk is almost 2.5 years old. It's not something that was built yesterday. But again, it came from pocket change, not millions of dollars. And that happens over time. What we are looking at is the absolute necessity for us to say the things we know needed to be said and to allow people to discuss that, to ask questions, so on and so forth. We knew we couldn't do it on YouTube. They're removing 4 to 5 of our videos every single week going forward. And it has been that way for at least a month now. And again, 3 to 4 years old. Twitter, they kicked us off before Musk even got there. Facebook, we're lucky if we get 5 to 10 recognitions for things we post every day, when that used to be in the hundreds easily. This is what we are looking at. What was the reason for TLB Talk? The reason for TLB Talk was a government that decided that us telling you the truth was dangerous to their agenda. So in order for them to advance their agenda, we needed to be minimized or shut up. Now you know the reason for TLB Talk. I'm going to tell you something else that may have to happen. We will see. We're not there yet. But something else that may have to happen in order for us to keep that platform where you can talk and you can pass that word around, we may have to take it behind a paywall, just like Mercola did. We may have to do that just so that people can actually see it. And if it goes behind a paywall, we're not talking 50
Hey, Roger,
bucks.
Can I jump in for just 1 second?
Sure.
Hey, just a quick plug.
Hello?
Is on the show next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central on Republic Broadcasting. If you want to tune in and listen, and we'll be talking about the firearms issue. So don't miss that show.
All right, and what I'll do is I'll get that information from you, send it over to me on Skype. I'll include it in the article this will be embedded in tomorrow, okay? All right, you're welcome. No problem. I invited you on the show. Sorry to interrupt. Anyway, so the point here is the necessity for TLB Talk was simply that we have a government that has decided that the information they put out has to take precedence regardless of whether it is wrong or not. If you go into your doctor and your doctor says, and this is what was happening 2 years ago, okay, and you ask your doctor, is this COVID-19 shot dangerous? And the doctor looks at you and says, this shot is safe and effective, take it. You give it to your baby. You give it to your young child within – couple of days, your child is dead. Did that doctor know that one of the side effects was myocarditis in young children? Did that doctor know that? More than likely, yes. But the doctor's being paid a premium, okay, for giving those shots out and keeping his or her mouth shut. So what we are looking at is a government that will step up in order to get their agenda moving forward up to and including the death of you and your children needs to be hushed. How many people have died in this country and around the world because governments have looked them right in the eye and said, you need to take this, it's safe and effective? How many? And didn't this turn out to be the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity? And the, I don't know, the reactions from it won't be totally known for at least another 3 to 5 years. What they do know is there will be massive deaths associated with this. So again, you put that information out, the government had the need to shut you down, to shut you up. We tell people the United States is in danger, serious danger, because of terrorists coming across our open southern border. But then the government shadow bans me and steps up to tell you our government is, I mean, our border has never been more secure and America has never been more safe. Is that a lie? It's an absolute lie. Is America in danger? Yes, it is. But we can't hold the people responsible.
Actually, it is, you know that, Roger. It is actually very the most secure border, because all of the illegals coming across are very secure and they're safe and they're getting a hot meal and a free ride.
Okay. All right. That's the last lap you get today. thank you, Tom. I thought you had bowed out. I'm kind of glad you didn't, because this was another good input. Thank you. And yes, but again, this all boils down to your ability to say something. Censorship in America today, and where you can go to say what you know needs to be said. Come to TLB Talk. Come to TLB Talk. Start the group you lost. Start the page you lost. Bring your friends in. Continue your discussion. Because America won't get better by people saying, well, they ain't going to let me do it, so hell with it. I won't. No. America's going to get better by people saying, well, hell, if you won't let me do it here, I know where I can do it. And that's TLBTalk.com. This is not about money, people. We don't make a penny off of this. None of us do. None of us do. And if you want it to grow, $5 a month is what we're asking people to pitch in, a donation. That's it. Nothing else. And we are already giving you one of the best platforms out there. But we want to do better. And we want to see more people using it, simply because that tells us we're gaining ground. That tells us more people are awake and aware. And the more people that join TLB Talk, the bigger the smile on Tom and my face. All right, what do you think of all of this, my friend Steve?
A lot of information. I've known about being a American national or state national for 15 years. But as I told Tom earlier, everybody I've looked into, yeah, we need like $1,000 or $1,500 to teach you how to do it. And
want to bet we could find out how to do it for free?
Yeah. And the one guy says, well, you know, you have to spend 3 days with us at a seminar. We're going to tell you like 18 gajillion stories before we do that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure.
We
can't understand you, Tom. We can't understand you. You're breaking up real bad.
Yes, he is. I think it could be.
Okay, that's because I'm out here in a sticks.
No, that's better. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what were you going to say? Yeah. Real quick.
So there's a group on TLB Talk called U.S. Citizen versus U.S. National. It's got the 6 hours with Roger Sales that he did with me on RBN, and that's quite enlightening. That's more information you could probably get at anybody paying $1,500.
Beautiful. All right, are we done here? Are we
yes, sir.
Pushing the limit?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds left, so yes.
All right, let me tell everybody out there that, one, I appreciate Tom being here, and I absolutely always appreciate Steve being here. I think it was a great discussion, and yes, Tom, you are going to be invited back, but next time we're going to make sure you're sitting in your living room or somewhere where you can be a little bit more comfortable. And Steve, as usual, thank you. I really do appreciate you being the co-host and the producer.
Okay, till next time, folks.